very much.
And when there is no timepiece on it?
A bracelet.
Suppose there was, well now what do you have around your neck today?
Beads.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Belts.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
Did your father wear a belt?
No.
What did he wear to keep it?
He wore suspenders.
What is the last thing that you put on a bed?
A spread.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
A bolster.
What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Blanket.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor?
A pallet.
We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Now, if you put, have a certain field that's not rich, your father puts fertilizer on it and all sorts of things, and finally it does produce. You say, well, now it is what when it produces?
Rich.
The flat lowland along the stream is called
bottom land.
Low-lying grassland is called
the place of salt
pepper. Pasture.
And when you give a nice word that's not expected, I shall write it down. Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call this bottom land covered with water?
Swamp.
The place where salt hay grows along the sea. And it might blow in the wind.
A seashell?
Different kinds of soil you find in a field. Would you name some?
Loam, clay. Sandy.
Mm-hmm. My mother and father used to always argue about everything from the hogs to the soil to the productivity of the land to the trees, because he was North Georgia and she was from South. And I remember when we saw a wild one down one time in the mountains, mother said, "Look at that skinny hog. We don't have those in South Georgia." Of course, it was wild. If they're getting water off the marshes, you say they are doing what to the marshes?
Draining.
What, a shallow arm of the sea, or a tidal stream, or a narrow bit of water that flows in and out, what do you call it?
An inlet?
And if it were in your backyard at the farm and you waded in it, it would be a
branch.
And if it were a little bit bigger than a branch or a stream, you might, less large than a stream, you would call it what?
A river.
Now, there's a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in the field. It's about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. You call this a what?
Well, a gully or a gorge.